Sydney.
7:55, we're back on the record. We'll wait for anybody that's coming back.
New dance? We're going to bump.
We're going to bump. Bo's going to buy some new chairs.
You are?
I told Amy to allocate. Christy wants a heated one. She can have it.
She wants one that jacks up, so she has as much trouble getting out.
Yeah, she wants a heated too.
She wants a lift chair.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Stands her up.
I want one of them massage chairs. So
that would be good too.
She shocks everything.
I had to have x-rays done when I had my pinched sciatic nerve. Went to see my chiropractor, or my, went to see my rheumatologist. And he said, your neck is toast and your back's not good.
Why a new chair? Just keep the old one in. It's not going to work.
So I have osteoarthritis in my back. Where's Amy?
They're in the middle of something.
When I was down, I met commissioners for. And they said they were making.
No action, right?
Yes.
Their business comes up for a wait till Amy gets back here and Chris.
I don't know if we're coming back.
There they are.
Who's taking one of them anyway?
She's by herself, so something went wrong. Would you beat up on him?
No.
I just have one thing before we entertain a motion to adjourn. I'd like you all to think about, I've had some discussions with Chris. Our zoning and building code was devised in 95-96. It's old, it's difficult to work with, it's not organized very well. And I am going to appoint a committee next year. And I'd like to have 3 volunteers who are willing to take some time and go through that. It's not going to be a one evening job. It's going to be a number of meetings to go through that zoning ordinance and the building code and work with Chris and get something that is a little more user friendly and that fits the village better than what we have.
You know, one of the things I could do is email other villages to see what they're using, because it could be like something like buying, like you'll have a code, but you know, a zoning code, and that might be helpful.
Our zoning I'm not as concerned with the building code, because it's really hard to figure out what they can and can't do. Parts of it look for new developments, like Morning Glory in that area over there, that are, you know, it details it well. But for the rest of the village, which is most of the village, it's difficult to work with. And it's not very user-friendly. It's very difficult for a person like myself or Chris to sit down and figure out what to tell somebody. It needs cleaned up. It needs updated. And so I'd like you all to think about it. If you're interested in sitting on that committee for next year, if you would let me know. Otherwise, if you don't volunteer, you may be volunteer. So,
not it.
But I would expect this will be months in the doing.
That falls under the ordinance committee.
It is pretty in depth, and it's going to need 3 people who are willing to spend some time on it. And I think it's a little bit more than what the ordinance committee, if they're going to take care of routine stuff and keep that moving, this could be a bottleneck. So it's a thought. If you're interested, let me know, because at this point, I'm pretty certain that I want to appoint a special committee just to focus on that. You would have to work with the solicitor, as it starts to gel, but get the legalese and everything right, but we gotta look at this in a common sense fashion. And if you can go out and find what other people do, it's got something that's easy to follow and read, and something we can put up on the website that people can easily navigate through, I think it would be better than what we've got. As what we got is not easy.
At the end of the day, like the mayor and I were talking, we have to be able to differentiate between property maintenance, building, and dilapidation. And right now, between the ordinances we have and the building code we have, everything's kind of discombobulated, and it's not contradictory, which is a good thing, but it's definitely not smooth.
So it's something I like to think about. Other than that, I have nothing else. If there's no further business to come before council, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Did you guys do the motion to bring people back?
It's on the back.
It's on the back.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, so you made a motion to adjourn.
Nobody seconded it.
Nobody seconded it, all right. Wheeler.
Yep.
Boss. Fortune.
Yes.
Ford and Kirker.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Chaney.
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to stay.
I guess so. Yes. It is.
I'm not gonna go outside until it quits raining.
Well, you might be here, I'm walking in.
Well, these chairs are pretty long.
We signed them, yeah, he and I signed them, I'm gonna bring them over for him, but no, he hasn't signed. Okay, I will bring that back over, yep. We were doing that as we got called back in.
That one, man, was pretty much done, and we're just waiting on her to make the sign.
The stylist, she's on your cell phone.
Really?
What's that soft little squishy thing on the end?
Hey, you got time for Saturday and Sunday.
That's all the time I got, but you guys don't have any time.
I got a lot of time to work. I didn't say no to anything.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna make next week work where I'm supposed to be in Gahanna at 9 AM, downtown Columbus at 10 AM, Westerville at 10:30 AM.
They're quite as out there as I am.
Take a car on my cruiser, you can get there. I can get there in my car if the cops would leave me alone.
Yeah.
670, those guys are ruthless right now.